This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
What a time to be alive. Sports happening everywhere here in the month of October. And let's go out to Los Angeles where they are revved up for tonight. I'm assured of that. As the Dodgers host the New York Mets in Game 6 of the NLCS, and watching it is our very own Cardinals broadcaster, Polo Asensio. Good morning, Polo.
Buenos dias, Tom. Buenos dias. Good morning, everybody. And, yeah, I mean, this is a feeling, and I don't mean not even on the field. This is something that I don't think you guys or we have never felt in St. Louis. It's going to be about 80 degrees at 5 o'clock when first pitch comes on this game between the Dodgers and the Mets. So it's like summer in October here for the Dodgers and the Mets. Hey, and for the Mets, there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Today is tomorrow for them. If they don't win today, their vacation starts tomorrow or perhaps tonight, and the Dodgers go on to face the New York Yankees. Congratulations to Luke Weaver and the New York Yankees, because they are going to the World Series.
Yes, absolutely. Let's start with that, if you would. The Yankees toppling the Cleveland Guardians. What a terrific series it was. Whoever plays the Yankees, let's say if the Dodgers play the Yankees, would the Dodgers be favored in that series, do you think? Or do you think it's a toss-up? That Yankees team is loaded.
I think the Yankees will be the favorite for a little bit, not a lot, but they will be the favorite against the Dodgers. And against the Mets, I think even a little more. Why? Because the Yankees have better starting pitching. Their bullpen sometimes is a little suspect, but then again, like I just mentioned, Luke Weaver came out of nowhere to close games for the Yankees at the end of the season. And even though he had a few hiccups against the Guardians, he did the job, and yesterday was proof of it. So I feel the Yankees will have the edge against the Dodgers or the Mets. But as we know, you know, baseball is so, so weird that the baseball is round and it comes in a square box. So we never know what we're going to get.
No, you're 100% about that. What has been, and before we get into the Dodgers, your impression of this Mets team? You just talked about them. Anything can happen. They could win this game today. They've got some fight in them, don't they? I mean, they came out roaring in Game 5 after getting trounced for a good portion of that series, Polo.
You know, a lot of teams, and this is not something that we just say, right? I never played professional baseball, but this is not something that we say. A lot of teams could have said, you know what, this is it. This is it. This is it for us. Let them go on and go to the World Series. But the Mets didn't say that. The Mets showed something different on game five against Jack Flaherty, who, in my opinion, Jack was not very mindful because he didn't change his game plan. I don't know if it was him, if it was Will Smith, if it was Mark Pryor, what happened there, that the game plan for Jack was the same game plan he used on game one. In game one, he did fantastic here in L.A., but then game five, his slider was not biting. The hitters were a lot more patient against his pitches, and he couldn't fix that. He couldn't figure it out, or they couldn't figure it out, because at the end, it's not just the pitcher, it's also the catcher. His pitches were good. Were about the same as game one. The difference was the Mets. The Mets were ready. The Mets didn't want to go home. The Mets don't want to go home, especially in front of their fans on game five. And game six, to me, is going to be very, very interesting. But this Mets team, with a lot of, oh, my God, right, the OMG with Iglesias singing, and a lot of veteran presence with Lindor. And let's not forget that Pete Alonso could be playing his last. Every game could be the last game of Pete Alonso as a Met. So are you going to tell me that he's going to just sit down and let the Dodgers go on? No, 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 no. He wants to get there. He wants to get there, especially, like I said, if this is his last season with the Mets, he wants it to be a long off season and perhaps have a rematch against the New York Yankees in the World Series.
Every time it seems like I watch a Dodgers game, Tommy Edmonds standing on first base. I mean, I know that's not the case, obviously, but he is just, he's back. And he's out there. He's making things happen. He's getting on base. He's making things difficult. I think that it's a fun team, obviously, and I am happy for Tommy Edman, the former Cardinal, aren't you?
I think we all are. I had a chance to talk to him in L.A. For the first couple of games, and the guy is very, very happy. He's grateful that the Cardinals traded him to a winning team. He didn't want to leave St. Louis, but he understands the business, and he understands that he was going, at least for this season, to a better place, and he's showing it. A lot of things get lost in the shuffle, as you know, Tom, but the job that Tommy Edman is doing, the job that Kike Hernandez is doing, the guys that are not supposed to be the superstars for the Dodgers have lifted this team a couple of times during the season and perhaps even before the postseason. So Tommy Edman is having a great time. Whatever they put him, he does great. And trust me, to nobody's surprise, everybody loves Tommy Edman in L.A. The fans already chanting his name. I already saw a few Edman jerseys in the stands. And like I said, he loves it. He lives nearby Glendale, California. So he's having a good time. And you can see that. You can tell that on the field because he is producing, as we know, the way we know he can produce. And I think he could be key tonight for the Dodgers. And if not tonight, then tomorrow we'll see what happens.
Tommy Edman hitting .409 in the NLCS to lead the Dodgers right now.
Yeah, somebody was saying, you know, if the series would have ended on game five, he could have been the NLCS, bringing me memories of David Eckstein, you know, the little guy in the middle of the field being the MVP for the Cardinals in the World Series. And why not? I mean, hopefully he has a good game tonight. Him and Tommy and the Dodgers win. And imagine, you know, Tommy Edman, the NLCS MVP for the LA Dodgers.
Meanwhile, Teoscar Hernandez is 0-18 in the NLCS, yep. But like a volcano, you just wonder when he's going to erupt. And Freddie Freeman, it's painful to watch him walk around and run around on that sprained ankle, but you never know when he might erupt. And then there's Shohei Ohtani. It's just an amazing phenomenon to watch him play baseball. I can't imagine what it's like to be around him on a daily basis, Polo.
It's crazy. Like, I talk to the media in L.A., and they're pretty tired of it. You know, when the Dodgers visit St. Louis, they go for 3-4 days, and then they go home. So then we say, okay, yeah, everybody's gone now. But here in L.A., everything had to change. The press box changed. The seating in the press box changed. The food, the way they serve the food in the press box changed. Why? Because there's so much media surrounding and following everywhere he goes, and with good reason. He's an animal. He's the unicorn, they call him. And wherever he goes, everybody pays attention. I know this is the season. This is what we're looking at right now. But can you imagine next season when he starts pitching again? It's going to be even crazier. But he is focused. They are focused. Him and Mookie want to take this Dodgers team to the World Series. And let's go back. Imagine Dodgers, Yankees, Yankees, Dodgers, World Series. That is, I think, what everybody wants. Like, everybody who's not a Mets fan wants Dodgers against Yankees. If you're a Mets fan, of course, you want your Mets against the Yankees. But I really, really hope the world gets their wish and we get the Dodgers against the Yankees this World Series. And why not? Ohtani, Mookie Betts, like you said, Freddie Freeman in one leg. On the other side, Giancarlo Stanton, a veteran. During the season, he didn't do what he was supposed to, but if Ohtani has been great against the Mets this series, what Giancarlo Stanton did against the Guardians, I don't know if we will ever see that again. I mean, it seemed like you just said, Tommy Edman, every time we turn on the TV, he was on first base or he was doing something incredible for the Dodgers. Well, every time Giancarlo Stanton came to bat, it seemed like every time he did that, he hit a big home run for the Yankees.
I'm certain a Subway Series would be fun, but Mets, as good as they are, Dodgers-Yankees would be unbelievable for the game and to spread the sport to the casual fan for at least a week to get it at the top of the headlines would be unbelievable. Polo Asensio, you're always at the top of our headlines. Man, it's great to hear your voice and hear you breaking down some baseball. I can't wait till we get back together again.
Hey, you know, it will be fun when Cardinal Baseball gets back on the air. But for now, let's enjoy it. We have another 10 days or so of baseball, so enjoy it. Whatever it is, if it's the Dodgers, if it's the Mets, against the Yankees, whatever it is, enjoy it, and hopefully we have another chance to talk about it. And thanks again, Tom, as always.
Appreciate you. Have a great time. Paulo Asensio, Cardinals broadcaster, covering things at Dodger Stadium. When we come back, Bernie Miklas joins us live on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.